And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Oh, the podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Well, the podcast, once again, sponsored by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. You can get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day, and they have a really incredibly catchy jingle. And at the end, you got to go, ow! And that's really fun.
This is Mr. Saul Rosenberg.
It's the new gold.
Okay.
Brand new gold.
New gold is the best.
Can we explain, before you dive into it, can we explain where the gold came from? We talked about it a little bit on the radio show today. This guy called up, and we're like, who's this? And he's like, he literally just...
This is Mr. Saul Rosenberg.
This he was
is
amazing.
Mr. Saul Rosenberg.
He was like, I'm sorry, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But he just, the way he said his name was just so adorable. We're like, that is a gold. And he was the nicest guy. Like, I just wanted to hang, I want to hang
this
out
is
with Saul.
This is Saul Rosenberg.
This is Mr. Saul Rosenberg.
Yeah, don't forget the Mr., man.
This is Mr. Saul Rosenberg.
Okay. I'm going to go deep behind the scenes here.
Oh, okay.
We have a syndication partner who helps sell advertising for our radio show.
Compass
Media Networks. And one of their one of the things in our contract is that we can approve any advertising they do for the show.
Okay.
In like stuff that you guys would never see, like trade radio trade publications and emails and stuff like that that we try to sell the show to other radio people. So... This the upcoming issue of Radio Inc. magazine, they're taking out a huge ad, front page, fold, you know, the door folds behind it, and they sent it to me for approval. Mm-hmm. Please approve this and let us know if the quote from Big D and Bubba is okay. The funny part is there's a picture of the two of you in the corner of this ad. It's all about how much everybody loves radio and how much Compass loves radio as a medium.
Wait, they're wanting to know if a quote from us is okay. Did we even offer
That's
up a quote?
That's the thing. I don't think you guys sent this quote.
I don't think anybody ever asked us for a quote.
possibly.
We can tell you if we said it. We'll remember.
It could be from like an old interview or something, so it's possible that this is a real quote, but they didn't ask for one. So it says, radio is the lifeblood to our audience. Our listeners tune in for companionship, community, and entertainment. We love this industry.
No, Big that's D and not Bubba. Anything we would ever say.
I don't know, though. There was, when Radio Inc. interviewed you 2 or 3 years ago, there's a big thing hanging in our
stall
of fame.
Call the hotline, go in there and read what it says.
Okay.
Yeah, I will say this, that is something, take a look, read through it that is something that we would say, because it's true, radio really is, radio kind of has gotten down on itself, because everything over the last 15 years has been digital. It's all been about, you know, advertise on your computer. Well, they've realized that most of that is a bunch of junk. Is they realize all the click stuff and how a lot of
it's all fake.
It's all fake. So, you know, you want real ears. You want real people listening to your stuff, your message. Definitely go radio.
So what does it say, Patrick? You're in the bathroom right now.
I'm just kind of glancing through it. So far, I don't see that specific quote. We give you great entertainment from radio guys who know and love radio. I think they may have just made that up. I don't see that on this.
Did we not say anything about how, because I know, like we said at one time, and it's true, radio forgets how sexy it is. Is that in there at all? Could they have used that?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of stuff about how much you love radio, but that exact quote is not anywhere in the article. So I just find that funny.
So okay,
hey, can you approve this quote from you guys that we made up pretending
to
be
question.
You guys?
Yeah, I mean, how often does that kind of stuff happen? How often do people get quoted for things and they just approve the quote and they go, "Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like something I would say."
I know from some publicists that I work with who work with country singers that they will write the quote, send it to the artist. The artist might tweak it. But or say, I don't like that. But usually, they write like.
Can you throw in a y'all or something?
Yeah, I'm not saying this particular, but say it's Luke Bryan. If you see a thing from Luke Bryan in a press release, he might not have said that.
I don't care. That thing sounds fine.
Yeah,
I think it sounds really good. I would throw in something about I don't know. Read it again.
Of course. Bubba wants to throw in something about squirrels or...
No, I don't know. Read it again, please.
Radio is the lifeblood to our audience. Our listeners tune in for companionship, community, and entertainment. We love this industry.
Lifeblood or lifeline?
Lifeline. Lifeblood is the wrong word.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Hang on. I'll write that back.
Or the bridge.
Lifeline is better than lifeblood.
Yeah, let's go with that.
And I'm not a real fan of companionship.
But it's true. People do tune in. People tune in for community.
I don't like the word.
Okay, well, they're clearly going for the whole thing where you do everything in threes. So give me something else to go with community and entertainment. How about friendship?
I mean, you can still say those.
Friendship is better than companionship.
Don't say companionship.
No, I'm saying they're going for three things.
I understand. Change
out. So what's the other? So, yes, well, give me one that goes
with.
What's
the other word for companionship?
Friendship.
Yeah, but that's not a good one.
It's not as bad as companionship. That's
partner.
No, not partner. Or tune in Let's for partner.
Bring it, boys.
Oh, now we're doing this.
Oh, my God. Are we seriously doing that?
Companionship. What do you call that when words are synonyms?
Synonym. I'm already on it, man. So you have friendship, fellowship, closeness, togetherness, amity. Ooh, that's pretty good. we could use amity, and then we sound smart.
Intimacy, rapport, camaraderie.
How about esprit de corps?
Oh, that'd be great. Brotherhood, sisterhood, company, society, association.
Conviviality.
Oh, no, guys, what are the first two?
Community and...
Wait, no, it's community.
Entertainment and community.
Entertainment, community, and social intercourse.
I'm already sending an email. Social friendship instead of companionship.
What?
Just say intercourse.
No. Jeez. Can you guys stop saying that?
We could use chumminess. Matiness.
Chumminess is the
community, entertainment, and chumminess.
Say chummy intercourse.
I want you guys to stop.
It's a lifeline to our listeners. Look, we have chummy intercourse.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Community and
I want you to know that today I didn't think Big D was going to use the word intercourse 14 times and make my eyeballs bleed.
I think chummy is the worst.
Palliness. Who says palliness?
Hey, pally.
Hey, pally.
Oh, sin. Okay, so friendship it is. Glad we went down that.
Union, that would have been a good one.
Or unity.
Or rapport.
Fellowship or friendship?
We have rapport.
Which one? Fellowship?
Fellowship is
sounds
too
like
churchy.
A church. Yeah.
Which wouldn't be bad if we were
affiliation,
a church.
Affiliation. Togetherness. Company. Alliance.
Mutual support. Mutual affection. Society. Social contact.
I like chummy intercourse. Chumminess.
How come Big D and Bubba don't get to make the ads? This is why. You wonder why they wrote the quote for you? That's why.
We were like, well, Patrick used to bring those up to us. Remember, he doesn't do it.
Closeness?
Have you guys seen the new Galaxy Note 10? You have a Droid, right?
No, but Carson got the one, but she's not here today.
She got the Galaxy Note 10?
Yeah, she's got the, not the Note, yeah. It's the S10 Plus or something.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
The Galaxy Note 10.
It's going to come out
in August, I think, August 7th. And it's got, you know, they compete with the iPhones. It has something the iPhone doesn't have that is pretty cool. It's the speaker is part of the screen. So it's invisible. It comes out of the screen. You can't tell. I don't know, man. People smart.
Like the speaker is the screen or the screen is the speaker?
Yep.
That's kind
of
cool.
And so instead of like iPhones, ours are on the ends of our phones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I already have stereo. I've got a speaker at the top, and it comes out of the bottom.
Yeah, we do too. But I mean,
here's the problem, though.
Doing the thing with the speakers as part of the screen is that if they're using that as the diaphragm to move, you know, like on a speaker, if you ever open up like a big speaker, yes, I mean a meat stick. If you ever open up a speaker, you see that little thing that moves around.
Is it a chummy meat stick?
No, it's not a chummy one. It's a pally one.
What is it? Do you have a pally meat stick in your mouth?
Not right now.
Okay.
So anyway.
I really don't know what to do with that.
Do you want a chummy one or just
well,
a pally?
The thing is, what I was going to say is the diaphragm has to move to get any kind of response out of the speaker. If your screen is a speaker, it's not going to move enough.
That's
so
exactly what a dumb person would say.
The sound is not going to be that good.
Yeah, that's what you think. Oh, aren't you so wise? Don't you know things?
Who are you so wise in the ways of science?
Did someone say, who are you?
This is Mr. Sorosen.
Ah, what a pal. I'd hang out with that guy.
I would.
I do want to say something.
Eat meat sticks together.
This is going to sound like a shameless plug, but I don't care. I did a podcast yesterday.
Let me guess. Yeah, Five Whiskey Patrick.
By the way, you can know what you can find by going to fivewhiskeypatrick.com. Fivewhiskeypatrick.com. Anyway, I did a podcast with this guy, Jared Freed, who is a huge podcaster who does.
He was on Five Whiskey Patrick?
He was. And he was really slumming it to come on my podcast because this guy gets like a 500,000 listens per episode.
What's he do?
He lives in New York City. He's a comedian and he does podcasts. He does several of them. But one of them he does, it's called You Up, just the letter U, You Up, like you would send somebody a text message late at night, you know. And it's all about online dating. And he was talking about the live shows they do, and it made me realize it's similar to game night. Like, I really felt kind of proud when we were talking about it, and I told him about how we do game night as well. Because he said so many of these the thing now with podcasts, you get to a certain point, you have a lot of listeners, you go do live podcasts, and he goes, you wouldn't believe how many of these people just show up and do the podcast. Sit at a table and talk to each other, maybe a guest, and the audience just kind of sits there quietly and watches it. He goes, that's not a show. He said, so we do our podcast, but when we do live shows, it's not, we don't just do the podcast. We do a show. We bring people up. We look through their phones. We give them advice. We answer questions.
Yes, that's right.
We do like the full online dating advice / comedy thing that we do, but we do it with the audience, and it turns into like a big event. And I'm like, yes,
and that's what
that's what we do. It's like the radio show, but instead of playing records, we, you know,
which by
we
the way,
play games and we joke around and we do all that.
The game night again for those people who waited. I really feel bad. We have been getting inundated with people in Belton and Tyler, Texas today just going, I can't believe I waited until the very last minute.
Why would you do that? And We've been telling you it was going to sell out.
We tell you it's going
to sell out. Belton sold out in a week.
In like 5 days.
Yeah, and I kind of, no disrespect at all to the Beltonian, but I wish it was bigger because there were so many people,
a lot of people
that
wanted
to go.
They wanted us to do multiple shows.
The theater manager was like, do another show in the afternoon. And I was like,
which,
yeah, we'll be,
you know, we're talking about maybe doing an annual thing.
You're literally the only person talking about
it. No, Big D too. He and I were both talking about it. You weren't in here at the time, but I think it would be very cool. And well, you know, if we did that, we could plan it better.
The problem with that is there's so many other places we still have to go. So going any place every year is not going to happen. It's just not.
You don't know.
We got to do the UP.
I do kind of know.
The UP is going to happen. We got to do Maine. We got to
do Northwest.
We got to do the high desert.
West Virginia, Key West, Florida. Lord have mercy. Everybody in Key West.
Blue Ridge Mountain.
The Kansas Outcry.
Kansas Outcry. Sounds like a band. Please welcome the Kansas Outcry.
I'm just saying, it's been very heavy lately. Like, why aren't you doing it here?
Yuma.
We're trying. Yeah, so.
Hello, Yuma. I watched 310 to Yuma the other day.
It's a good movie.
I watched the original.
I haven't seen the original.
Oh, it's good.
Which one's better?
Is there an... I didn't even know.
I mean, you know.
You know what I watched?
It was really good.
Have you ever watched Quigley Down Under?
Not in 20 years.
In a while.
That my dad makes us watch it every time we get together. Like, we just spent Father's Day with my dad, went to a baseball game and all that kind of stuff, and it was fantastic. But my dad watches the same 15 movies over and over and over and over.
I can't do that.
And over and over and over. You know, you get the feeling. So, of course, Quigley's on, and of course he has to tell you, oh, this is funny. We're going to watch this one. And we do. And every time he makes me watch it, I always go, God, this is really a good movie. Like, Tom Selleck is fantastic in it. The lady in it is great. If you ever, like, are flipping around channels and you see Quigley Down Under, it's a Western, but he's in Australia, you really should check it out. It's pretty good. It's older, but it ages well, and the comedy's pretty timeless.
Yeah. I'll have to check that
out. I mean, it's no Blazing Saddles, but, you know.
Yeah, I've still never seen that.
Really?
Not all of it.
My favorite thing about Blazing Saddles is when they break down the wall, you know?
Yeah, I gave you my VHS copy back in the day when that was a thing you could actually watch.
When you had VHS?
And you still never watched it.
No.
It's very pally of you.
Yeah, it's very Chumley.
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 Wow.
Well, no, if you do Chumley, then it sounds like Chumley.
The guy?
Sorry.
That's
all right. So anyway, game night. Exciting.
It's going to be crazy.
Gonna be a lot. A lot of driving around. Also, I am going to go play. Did I tell you guys I'm going to play poker Friday night?
With who?
Yeah,
who are you going
play poker Friday night?
Oh, you, you already get hooked up in a game?
No, there's a card room in Tyler. It's like 15 minutes from the after party, and the bar at Cowboys closes early because of the liquor laws there. So I'm you know, the poker room's open till 3. I'm going to play cards.
You're going to walk in.
Dude, you're going to be dead.
I don't know how you're going to make the Belton show.
Oh, dude. I mean, we have all day. Like, it's not like I got to get up at 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I want to get I want to get to Belton because early. I want to go to Fort Hood. I really do.
We're going to Little Iraq.
You're not going to Fort Hood. Did somebody invite
base.
You?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to the base and going to go shoot
guns.
Because
I tried to get us an invitation and didn't.
Well, because it's you. You're not us. It it's different.
Okay.
We're
going
to go shoot guns in Little Iraq. On
well,
base.
It's actually Little Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
We keep calling it Iraq because
Afghanistan.
You know.
By the way,
you can you can stay. I mean, that's fine,
dude. Whatever.
All right.
I mean, okay. Do whatever.
Are we
you
going
want.
To war with Iran?
I don't know, man. I keep seeing all that, and I'm wondering if it's not a distraction.
Oh, they have, look, they
from
have the
other
video
stuff.
Of Iran shooting our drone down.
I haven't
why
seen the video.
Why can people shoot our stuff down?
I don't know.
Like, how? What? Like,
well, I think it's because of all the spying that was rampant. You know, there's a lot of people who have had access, other nations that have had access to our stuff for so long that even our stealthy things aren't as stealthy because they know how to defeat.
Yeah, it's like
some
China.
Of those
that's what China did.
Yeah. And
China was in our stuff forever, just sat in it.
Yeah.
All of our servers that got into... You know how they did it? Do you know how they did it?
A phishing scam?
No. Well,
where they send an email going, hey, we have $45,000 for you. Please contact me, friend.
Brilliant. They took those little thumb drives and they put this malware on it. Well, and they took the... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What is going on all of a sudden?
No, I was trying to talk, and then he tried to bubba me, yeah. And then he realized, and he goes,
I was like, I'll just let you talk, man.
Go ahead. So they took those thumb drives, and they put the malware on them, and then they would drop them around at, like, these, wherever the was it in Afghanistan?
I would love to tell you, but I would bubba you.
I listened to the whole thing about it. And anyway, they would pick them up, and they took it back in, wanted to see what was on it, put it into their computer on the base, and it got in. So what is that not right, Bubba?
Yeah, that is right. Yeah. No, that's – and it's ingenious because who wouldn't want to see what's on these things?
You know, the Russians did a very similar thing where outside of CIA or NSA building, they set up a little kiosk. You know, like people sell like magazines and gum and mints and that kind of stuff. Well, they sold all that, but they also sold little
thumb drives
that were already in packages. But they were already infected with malware. So guys from the NSA would be like, oh, you know what? I need a thumb drive. Oh, they got one over there. Not knowing that it was the Russians selling it to them.
That is a lot of speculation is how we also got Stuxnet into Iran. And ruined their computers at their nuclear sites was the same kind of way. I mean, you have to be careful, man. You trust no one. With the government, and especially with foreign governments, I mean, everybody's spying on the whole Five Eyes thing. If you've never, you know, Binged it or Googled it or whatever,
they have good burgers.
Five Eyes? No, mm-hmm. You're thinking Five Guys. But their fries are actually better than the burgers. But yeah, Five Eyes is crazy. Where we're all basically spying on each other, and it's this mutual spy network to keep everybody in check. It's I don't know, man. I mean, I know you kind of have to do that. In some cases, because you can't spy on your own people. But I think it's a little out of control.
I don't know. There's some people I think we should be spying on that are our own people.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean...
Meat stick?
I don't want a meat stick.
Oh, my gosh. Stacy is freaking out. So my birthday is coming up next week. And the very next day, we're flying to Paris to go and have an incredible vacation with my daughter. What?
Oh, boy. All right.
What?
I just love when.
Oh, when Patrick.
When I get the.
Patrick, when's your flight?
When are you leaving?
I leave on the 26th. You forgot?
Vacation doesn't start till the 27th.
27th, but that's fine. You leaving late? Are you?
My stuff's already bought, bro.
Course, this is not the first or he's the gone. Third time this has happened. But
well, I honestly, but you know what? It says the 26th. Why are we
it's
coming in the
26th? It's our last day. The 26th is our last day.
No, I fly out the evening of the 26th.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, you're fine.
Fine by me. But he goes the day after his birthday, and I did the numbers in my head and went, woo!
Yeah, no. So anyway, she's wanting to come up with some kind of big celebration. My sister's going to be in town because my sister's and her husband and everybody's coming to stay at the house with the animals and my other children. And
You only taking one?
Yeah, we're just taking Olivia. It's her graduation trip.
Yeah,
we're going to do that for all the kids. It's great. It's awesome that we have set that bar so low. So she's like wanting to come up with this big, you know, plan for my birthday dinner. And I'm like, well, why don't we just stay home and order pizza? Oh, no, we can't do that. Your family's going to be in town and all that.
Yeah, we can do that. It's
that's
affordable and easy, and everyone can have more time to actually talk
that's
to each
other.
That's
what I said. I said, look, let's just go pick up some of those 10-pack party packs at Taco Bell, and we'll be good to go. Everybody gets as many tacos as they want.
White Castle slider packs for everybody.
Yes, dude. Give me some
don't do
crystals.
That, by the way. Buddy of mine brought White Castles one time to the poker game and get like that 30-pack. And when you open that thing and there are 30 White Castles,
they're all
in there,
gone.
No, the whole room smells like that. That funky, kind of greasy thing.
Well, dude,
more than
any
food I've ever smelled. It was like a bomb went off.
We would finish the show and then we would start planning for the next day. Okay, what do we want to do? Who do we want to have on the show? So Patrick would run to Chick-fil-A and go pick up these big tailgate party
platters.
That was
years ago. We used to buy those. You know those 100-pack, those 100 nugget plates? Oh,
I have an older
story. Maybe
that's
what I'll do for the birthday dinner.
100 nuggets, bro.
Because, you know, if
Lock
I say Chick-fil-A, they'll go for it.
Do you guys remember? I know you remember. I'm just going to. Hey, I remember when after the show.
Pepperidge Farms remembers.
We would leave and go to the mall.
Oh, and eat Chinese
at
10 chicken.
O'clock.
Oh.
When there's nobody there. And we would go to the food court and we would go get Chinese chicken. It was the chicken that they sold at the Chinese restaurant. You remember, it got us because we would go by and they would always go,
sample,
and we would eat it. And we're like, this is the best chicken ever because it was like in some sort
and
of a
would
sauce.
Make like, it was those big pans that were like 2 feet by three
yeah,
feet.
Huge.
Giant, and they would be full of chicken and it was fresh because you were the
first ones there. So we would go and we would get three giant plates of just Chinese chicken. And the guy would be so confused. The first time he's like, rice, noodle.
No, just chicken.
Just chicken. Okay, like a combo.
No, chicken.
Just the chicken.
Remember the old man? Like there was like 85.
It was like the dad.
And he would he would just walk around and clean the area. Yep. Not the whole food court. Just the area around his store.
Yes.
That was the best.
He was great. And he didn't speak really great English.
Nope.
Kinda. And he would just laugh. I'm sure he wrote many a letter back to the mainland talking about
the fattest white people he'd ever
fat
seen.
Americans. Who are just, well,
just
I know.
Come in every day and eat chicken.
Round eye, round belly.
That's us. That's us. That's what he said. R-E-R-B.
Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, great comments on your beard. They're saying it makes you look younger, Big D. How's it looking today? I got to look over this monitor. It's still pretty dark. It's still pretty dark, man.
I tried to wash it, and I don't know, man. I figured out what I did wrong.
What'd you do?
I left it in for 45 minutes.
The Just for Men?
Too long?
I didn't know.
Like 15.
I thought it was like paint, like when you're going to paint a canvas. And so you have red paint and you put it, and the red's on there, and it is what it is.
Right.
No.
No, dye gets darker.
It changes. It's like a JB Weld. It's a combo thing.
Did you not do it
Mix
on
it
your
up.
Upper lip?
No, I did not.
Of course you didn't.
I didn't. I was just kind of Dude, I had like two little gray hairs. It was nothing. And I was like, I'll just see if it kind of, and I kind of brushed it on there. And I was like, I didn't do anything. And I kind of brushed more, thinking it would needs more.
Yeah, didn't do anything.
And then I just left and let it be. I didn't wipe it off. I just kind of let it. I just let it sit there. And then I was sitting down. I put my hand on my chin like this, and I came up and looked at my hand was black. And I was like, oh, no. And I'm by myself at the house. And this is why I cannot be left alone. And I go and look in the bathroom in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, no. I look like an 80s wrestler, like the fat wrestler.
Yeah.
No, always the fat guy, that guy.
Well, in the 80s, they were all wrestlers. Oh, my gosh. I mean, they were
that
all
reminds
fat.
Reminds me of walking through the Tokyo airport with Big D and just standing. And I looked over at one point, the two of us standing next to each other. And I look around, and I thought, we look like a professional wrestling tag team. We are the two biggest people that anyone can see. Yeah. Anywhere.
Which somebody asked me, and I said, yeah, we are. I'm Corn. That's Crunch.
Corn and Crunch.
We're Corn Crunch. I shuck him, and he crunches.
I thought you were going to rhyme that for a second.
No.
I was like, what?
I shuck him, and well.
He does the other stuff.
He, that's right. He's
Crunch.
What's Japanese for crunch? We say intercourse. All right. That's what he does. That's what he does right
fellowship.
There. He fellowships. It's a what was it for? I can't remember the original word.
Social intercourse.
Companionship.
It was companionship. We were looking for...
our name should be Chumley
Chumminess, meat stick. Chumminess matey pally meat sticks.
This is Mr. Saul Rosenberg.
I love you, Saul. I really do. I'll never meet you, but...
I hope we do.
I just know the odds. We won't, but it's great. I kind of don't want to meet him.
Why?
Because it'll be ruined. It won't be the same.
No.
In my mind, he looks like the guy from Up.
What was the old Navy veteran that we missed? A little short, square, 5 foot tall, 5 foot wide.
Get out of here, kid. You're bothering me.
What was the guy, Saul the old guy Rosen. That we used to visit with?
Mr. Herb?
Mr. Herb. Oh,
oh
my gosh.
Oh, my God.
That's what I kind of see.
I have a big D and Bubba. Mr. Herb.
This guy used to call us, and we befriended him.
I've got Mr. Herb audio, and we're about to...
And we... well, no, because it's going to have music and stuff.
It will not.
But we would go to... Well, like, we... He was just a lonely old dude. You know, his family was all gone, and he would just call us for companionship, like we were talking about on that ad. But that's what it was. We were his best buds, and he felt like he knew us through the radio, and... So one day we're like, Mr. Herb, we're going to take you out for lunch or something like that. And we literally went and picked him up after the show and took him out to lunch. And then we would just go by and visit him every so often and check in on him. Him and his little puppy dog. He had a little Jack Russell Terrier.
God, what's
remember
the name
that?
Of the dog?
I don't remember the name of the dog, but I know exactly what it looks like. It looks like every Jack Russell Terrier.
Do you find it? Oh, put it on his butt more.
Put it on top of the God's Country thing. This is so great, man. All right, here's Mr. Herb. Oh, by the way, he's passed? Hasn't
he passed?
He passed. More than 15 years ago. But this is from National Hug Your Neighbor Day. We had Mr. Herb go and hug his neighbor.
Our voices on this?
Your voice, Bubba, sounds like a 13-year-old who lives in a canyon in the sticks.
What?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my, Mr. Herb! Yeah. It's fantastic. It's worth it just for that. But listen how it opens up, the clip.
Hey, Mr. Herb, can you...
Oh, I'm sorry, that was so loud. I was yelling. Remember
dude,
that?
That needs to be a gold.
That does.
We need
Mr.
to strip
Herb.
That out and make that a gold.
Yes, that is absolutely going to happen. Mr. Herb, living on.
Hey, Mr. Herb, can you hug somebody for us?
Yeah, I'm going to hug my little guy.
Oh, his dog. Yeah, he had a little dog.
Sound right. What now?
I wish I had.
Hey, our comedy was the same back then.
You're talking about your dog, right?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is your little guy?
Yeah, my little guy is my dog, little Buddy.
What's
Buddy?
What kind of dog is he? I mean,
Yorkie.
Oh, Yorkie. All right.
Yeah. Oh, it was a Yorkie. What an awful dog.
Hi, man.
A terrible dog
but
species.
You know what? Actually, Mr. Herb, being a lonelier guy at the time, was probably a great owner for the Yorkie because they're so high maintenance. So that's
haba.
You guys, you know, you guys, I'm not kidding your job, but you guys make my day.
Well, thank you, Mr. Herb. Gosh,
did you give the dog a hug yet?
No, he always lays by my feet when I'm at the table drinking my coffee.
Oh. Well, why don't you take your shoe off and kind of give him a foot massage?
a little squeeze, you know.
you guys keep up the good work, and we love you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. Herb.
Bye-bye.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Mr. Herb.
Oh, that's great.
You know what? That was worth it just to get that.
To hear his voice
again. And then you get the hubba, hubba, hubba. He used to call in all the time.
Hey, hubba, hubba, hubba.
Hey.
Wow. You know, it was weird. One time we were all at his house, and he tried to get us to take some records out of his record collection, and it was awkward, and we were like, no, Mr. Herb, we don't want to take your stuff. And, you know, and we didn't. And, God, I wish we had. I wish I had a couple of those.
Records.
He had some records you could never find. I'm like, I wish I had just taken a couple of Mr. Herb's records.
He had a bunch of obscure David Allen Coe records.
Yeah, Mr. Herb gave us these, you know. I was like, no, well.
See, you're confusing, he's confusing the other guy with David Allen Coe.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't David Allen Coe.
Oh, it wasn't?
Nope. Let's just move on.
Yeah!
When in doubt, just hit the clip and everything.
Didn't he have a tattoo?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
he was in the Navy. Well, yeah, he had like one of those old
anchor, like an old anchor.
But it was like, no, he had one. He had the anchor, and then he had the girl on his forearm.
Yep.
Oh, that's
remember,
right.
He had the girl, and he would
he
go,
the pin up.
I can still make her dance. And he would do like that.
Yes.
You know, she would do a little wiggle. It was great.
Gosh. Dude, those guys, listen, that generation, that's the World War II generation. And those were, man, they just don't make them like that. They just don't.
Mr. Herb might have even been on the old side for that.
Yep.
Yeah, because he was in his 80s, and this was like 2000. So he would have been born in 1920. He'd have been one of the
older
guys
going to
in World War II.
Like,
you know,
he'd have been
in his mid-20s, yeah.
Wow.
You know, there's not many of those guys left.
No.
Really not.
No.
I don't think there's any left. I mean, let's
I
be honest.
There are some World War II guys.
No, but I'm talking about those guys.
Older ones, the ones who were in their late 20s at that point, would be over 100 now.
Yeah.
You know, there's just not a lot of
see
them.
See that thing, you know, they do the flights where they go to see
to
the,
Arlington and
yeah,
Normandy.
They do the tours and all that kind of stuff. And then they fly back.
What do they call that? Victory
Angel
Flight?
It's not Angel Flight.
Not Angel Flight. That's when
Hero Flight or something.
Yeah. And there might be a couple of different organizations that do it. But that one guy who was there and he died. On the plane. Did you see that?
No, I didn't
a few
see
weeks
that.
Ago. That was a good bummer. Thanks, dude.
Wait, he died on the flight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Honor flight.
Honor flight. That's it.
Don't say anything about my Bing. Bing is awesome.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I found that.
I mean, dude, I could have found that out.
Yeah. We could have Googled it, too.
Yeah, so.
And we'd have got there quicker.
I mean, don't act like Bing is better just because you use it.
Bing is better.
I
love
honestly
it better.
Don't think Bing is better at all.
I love it better. I love the image search better. I've used them all.
What was that noise?
What was that?
I don't know. What was that? Was that me? Oh, I must have hit.
Did you just butt dial somebody?
No, I hit the thing where I was talking to my phone and it talks back. And she was like, I don't understand.
I don't want a phone that talks back to me.
Well, Siri will talk back to you.
I turned Siri off. I don't have the.
Of course you
do. Like, if I go, hey, Siri, mine doesn't do anything.
Mine does, and it bothers me.
I turned it off because I hate all the recording surveillance stuff that we have in our houses and in our pockets and all that. And I know they're probably still listening, but by turning it off, it just makes me feel
a little bit better.
Just a little bit better. I mean, I hate where we're going with all this. And they're pushing more and more of it. Dude, the other day, the internet went out, right? The cable, whatever, something went out. My buddy, who has the complete wired home, couldn't open his garage.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't turn on his air conditioner. He couldn't turn on his lights. No television, all that because of an internet outage.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, I don't want everything tied into the internet.
Well, it is.
I want to be able to get in
it's
and out
convenient,
of my place.
And it works 99% of the time, but
when it doesn't,
you're kind of screwed. All right, anything else for you guys?
I think we've pretty much covered it all.
Hey, habba, habba, habba.
This is Mr. Saul Rosenberg.
That's the best. For those who did get tickets before they sold out for game nights, we will see you tomorrow night in Tyler, and we'll see you the next night, Saturday, in Belton, Texas.
And also, we need to mention again the after parties. In Tyler, we're going to go to Cowboys after. And there's a lot of people going, well, if I didn't get tickets, can I still go?
Of course.
Absolutely. That's you why can we're totally doing still
so
go.
We'll be at Cowboys around starting around 10:45, 11 o'clock. And then we'll be at Scores probably an hour earlier on Saturday. Scores
in
Pizza.
In Belton.
Because the show starts an hour
so,
earlier.
So if you got some friends at Fort Hood and whatnot, because that show is completely sold out, that we're trying to get tickets. If you got some friends that we're trying to get to that, let them know about both of the after parties.
And if you're not coming, you can follow us on social media because we're going to be tweeting and all together and making fun of each other all weekend.
What?
Hey,
do we do that?
Yes.
Oh, that's true because we got a road trip with everybody. It's all four of us are going to be stuck in a car or in a van or whatever we got.
I'm flying from Tyler. I have a bud of mine who's picking me up.
No doubt you would actually do that.
I'm flying from Tyler to Belton, and then I'll drive from Belton to Dallas, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so we will see you guys on stage for game night, and for everybody else, thank you for having us on here on the podcast and the radio show every morning. Don't forget, download the Big D and Bubba app in case you're traveling and you're on the road.
And 5 stars.
And I was going to say, and rate our podcast 5 stars, or if it goes higher, go 20 stars. Whatever the highest rating, bestest thing you can give us, please do.
Don't scamp.
That's right.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
This is Mr. Saul Rosenberg.